According to a recent report, the religion question is not a simple one, and the way it's asked leads to answers that don't accurately reflect contemporary religious belief and practice in Australia. But does this mean that taxpayer funding and planning decisions are skewed? We'll hear from the report author in just a moment. And a little later, how do you get past losing someone you love? 60 Australians have answered this question in a beautiful new book. Many of them are household names. Some of them you'll never have heard of, but they've all been through this fundamental human experience, and you might find what they've learned can bring you comfort. We'll hear more a little later this hour. Yeah, did you realise that Census Night is just 4 weeks from today? Tuesday, August 10, the nation will be expected, as it is once every 5 years, to sit down and answer questions about our lives that help make really important decisions about our collective future. It's kind of hard to believe, actually, and also hard to imagine the kind of planning that must be underway to ensure this massive logistical feat can be undertaken in the challenging conditions of a pandemic, along with all the usual problems that it entails, and that is the delivery of an online system. They reckon, I spoke to the ABS this morning, and they reckon 75% of forms will be filled out online this year. They're very confident about that. But there's always the challenges of language and households and everything that goes into this. But there's also this philosophical debate going on about the religion question. So let's talk to Neil Francis. He is the author of a report just out called Religiosity in Australia. And Neil's with us. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Cassie.
Now, you wrote this report for the Rationalist Society of Australia. Its chair is the former Chief Justice Michael Kirby. Tell us what that society is and what it believes.
Well, the Rationalist Society believes that decisions that are made by governments on behalf of their constituencies ought to be made on the basis of sound evidence. And one of the issues that arises at the moment, particularly as the census is coming up, is what is the real rate of religiosity in Australia? And one of the issues with the census is that its question is actually biased. And that is sorry, go ahead.
Oh, how so? How is it biased?
Well, the question is exactly this. What is the person's religion? And obviously that creates a bias in assuming that people have a religion. And when you look at what it measures, it actually measures affiliation. And affiliation doesn't really say all that much meaningful about Australians' relationship with religion. And so it's a headline figure, and it tends to overestimate by quite a bit Australians' real relationship with religion. And so, for example, a family that is notionally Anglican, you know, the parents have been Anglican, but they haven't been to church for years. They don't necessarily follow the tenets and so forth. They might still be inclined to tick the Anglican box when they're asked, what is the person's religion? Even though they're not actually really Anglican anymore. And the figures are actually quite astonishing. So, for example, from the 2016 census, religious affiliation was measured at 60%. But in other studies, when you ask people whether they actually belong to their religious organisation or not, it drops to 38%. And if you ask people if they see themselves as religious or not, it drops to 32%. If you ask them if religion is important in their lives, that drops to 29%. And if you ask them if they're an active member of their religion or not, it drops to 15%. So this headline affiliation figure really quite considerably overestimates Australia's real relationship with religion.
So what do people think they're answering there? Is it something about ancestry?
Well, look, there is a significant component of that. One of the things that I've done in this report is to take Australian National University data. They have some very high quality data sets, and mine that for the kind of relationship that people have with religion. And so, for example, when you look at people's religious behaviour, and one of those forms of behaviour is obviously attending religious services. When you look at that data, 38% of Catholics never attend religious services, 42% of Anglicans never attend religious services, and so on. So these people are really notionally of that religion. It's a family history. They might feel that there is some kind of historical association there, but in fact, in terms of real religion, they're not associated with it.
Okay, now we're getting to why it is such a tricky question, because you don't need to perform a religion to have one.
Well, look, the measurement of religion is actually by religious denomination. There's a difference between being religious and having a religious denomination. And that is, some people can have a religious denomination without actually having a religion, and some people can be the reverse. That is, they can be religious but not subscribe to a religious denomination.
Okay, yes. And someone on our text line says, I hope there's a box for lapsed Catholic, because as they say, you know, once a Catholic, always a Catholic. You used that example just before.
Actually, not entirely true, because the rate where religion is decreasing, and it has been dropping rapidly over recent decades, and even more so since the 2016 census, as robust survey data that shows that it's continuing to drop. And those drops are actually occurring from the major religions. So significantly more people are now no longer ticking the Catholic box or the Anglican box.
Yes, and there have been many sort of arguments put forward about why that might be, and among them the Royal Commission, I suppose, would be one of the big ones.
That's certainly up there.
Yeah. We're talking with Neil Francis about religion in Australia. I wonder how you feel about this question, and when you're asked it, do you know what to answer? Does it actually set you back on your heels and thinking for a moment, well, hang on, am I religious? Do I still believe this? Am I an atheist? You know, what are the kind of questions that go through your head? And, you know, do you feel like you want to be asked this at all? And, you know, maybe you've got answers that you come up with and you try to put into the census each year. I know Jedi Knight's been popular from time to time, Neil. I'm sure you've never been so frivolous with your census answer.
No, the census is actually really important. It helps governments and parliaments decide on legislation and the allocation of resources and so forth. So, yes, I'm certainly not one of those 50,000 people at the last census who filled out Jedi Knight, which is, you know, kind of amusing, but it doesn't really help governments make decisions. And so, look, just to put my cards on the table, I'm agnostic, so this question is not difficult for me. I tick no religion. I don't subscribe to any of those particular religious denominations, so that's quite straightforward. But when a person is thinking about their own religion in respect of answering this question, and this, by the way, is, I'm not sure if it's the only, it might be the only question, or at least one of very few questions, which is actually optional. All the other questions on the census are actually compulsory. This one's optional. Yeah, you do have a right not to answer it, and about 10% of Australians don't.
Yes, but 90% do. 90% do answer it. Yeah,
indeed. And so when someone's thinking about answering this question, I think the real answer to it is, are you really of that religious denomination? So if you tick the Catholic box, are you really subscribing to all the tenets of the Vatican? Are you really attending religious services? As I said, 38% of Catholics at the last census didn't attend services at all, not just a little bit, at all. And so, you know, what is a person's real relationship with religion? Is it realistic to tick that box?
Okay, and the reason this is important is because down the line this influences decisions and funding allocations and all kinds of things, and this is really what you find the most problematic and troubling about this. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's hear from Sue, who's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. I'm concerned about the way that the religions are classified in the census. You have Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu or whatever, but yet when it comes to Christian, it asks Catholic, Anglican and different denominations within the Christian.
Yeah, Uniting group. Church, Presbyterian.
Exactly. Why don't Baptist. They just have Christian, Muslim, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay.
Why is it broken up?
Okay. Look, that I think is a really thorny one. I'm sure Neil... you're a brave man. Can you take it on?
There are actually good reasons for that. That is, in the allocation of resources, obviously we have a very vibrant and significant Catholic education system in our country, which is actually rather more vibrant than it is in most other countries. And so the true rate
Even South America and some of those deeply Catholic countries?
I'm talking about comparing the major Western countries, so UK, US, Canada, New Zealand and so forth. So religiosity does vary quite a lot around the world. And by the way, I should say that religiosity is decreasing quite strongly in Western countries. It's not decreasing strongly in Eastern and other countries. But back to Sue's question, and that is, one doesn't break down the very small denominations. One breaks down the larger denominations because that's where the very big pools of money and resources go. So is it into Catholic healthcare? Is it into Anglican schools and so forth? So there are specific breakdowns for those major religions in terms of their funding and policies. Some people also complain that the no religion option isn't broken down. But in fact, there are, I'm not quite sure what's on this year's census, but there have been on previous censuses not only no religion, but a box for atheism and a box for agnosticism. And that, to my mind, you might say is, well, that's an equivalent breakdown as per the religious denominations. But it really doesn't make sense in terms of policy and funding, because we don't have atheist schools and we don't have agnostic schools. So the point of whether people have a religion or not is important, and which denomination in terms of funding and policy, but not for having no religion.
Okay. And so you say that is an inherent bias in the system.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it is, the data shows quite clearly that it's a bias. It makes at least a 13% difference in the headline result. And up to a 20 to 25% difference, depending on which country you're talking about, because these differences occur across the globe. And in the UK, for example, the bias difference is even greater than it is here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're talking with Neil Francis, 1300 222 702. Maybe you've got some thoughts on this, Neil. I'm going to come back to you and ask you how you think this question should be framed.